This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Results from a new peer-reviewed study published in the November issue of the American Journal of Public Health revealed online pharmacies are using Twitter to illegally sell controlled substances to U.S. consumers. The study was conducted in part through a grant from the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies. ASOP Global is dedicated to combating counterfeit medicines and illegal online pharmacies worldwide, including the online sale of opioids. Today, we're speaking with the lead author of the study, Dr. Timothy Mackey, Associate Professor of Anesthesiology and Global Public Health at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and an ASOP Global Board Advisor. Dr. Mackey, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on as well.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, what was the purpose of this recent study?
Absolutely. And again, thank you for your interest. What we were trying to do with the study was to leverage innovative technologies that have kind of come about in the last 10 years, and specifically looking at using big data and machine learning to accurately detect tweets that are promoting the illegal sale of prescription opioids online. So essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to look at millions and millions of tweets and determine which one of those are associated with criminal activity of different people trying to sell controlled substances that are part of this prescription drug abuse epidemic, and how they're using Twitter to do that and sell to consumers online.
And Dr. Mackey, if you would, what did you actually find in the study?
Yeah, so we looked at around 600,000 tweets, and we filtered those tweets for some keywords that are traditionally associated with opioids that are commonly abused, such as codeine, Percocet, fentanyl, Vicodin, Oxycontin, oxycodone, and hydrocodone. So many of you, your listeners may know that these are some of the main drugs that are abused when it comes to the prescription opioid epidemic. So we pulled all the tweets that mentioned those keywords and used a very advanced machine learning algorithm to determine which tweets were talking about selling those drugs through online pharmacies. That was a total of about 1,700 tweets, so less than 1%, still, you know, a pretty good amount of tweets that were marketing the sale. And 90% of those tweets that we found had hyperlinks, which indicates that, you know, you're just one click from essentially potentially purchasing these drugs online. And oftentimes these online pharmacies don't require a prescription, don't require any medical supervision, and are giving access direct to the consumer. So there's a clear public health safety issue there as well. What we found at the time that we did the analysis, the forensic analysis for these websites, is 46 of these hyperlinks were still live, which means they still went to a website. And many of these websites were selling opioids online with a prescription. Some of them were using social media to, you know, to market their products and services. And a lot of them were also doing other things, other forms of marketing, such as a marketing affiliate, which is essentially a website that markets for other websites. And they were essentially creating these large networks of online pharmacies that are offering the sale of these controlled substances. And essentially all you have to do is enter your credit card and you could get those shipped to you.
So after going through all the information from the study, what did you conclude?
Yeah, so one, we're very concerned about the availability of these products being online when there's a specific federal law called the Ryan-Hyde Act that prohibits this type of activity. So one, it's concerning that consumers can get these products very easily and two, that people are promoting or tweeting about this. And then three, that a lot of these websites don't have the protections you'd need to ensure good patient safety outcomes, such as not requiring a prescription. And this shows that this is another gap in our regulatory structure, and it potentially enables people to continue to abuse these opioids that are leading to, you know, overdose deaths and other types of substance abuse behavior. So again, we're really concerned that, these sites are being used to promote this type of activity when it can be so dangerous to public health.
Certainly eye-opening, no doubt. Today we are with Dr. Timothy Mackey, Associate Professor of Anesthesiology and Global Public Health at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and an ASOP Global Board Advisor here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So, Dr. Mackey, why is it illegal for pharmacies to advertise opioids on Twitter?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, there's a federal law called the Reinhardt Online Pharmacy Consumer Protection Act. And it's actually named for a San Diego teen who died after purchasing a prescription of opioids online. So this is actually has a local story. And part of the reason why I got interested in this research very early in my stage of my research career was I actually had the opportunity to meet his mom. And she gave a lecture to us and talked about how her son had died from buying Vicodin online. And she essentially, you know, not single-handedly, but worked with other constituents and other stakeholders to get this law in place. So this law states that no controlled substance may be delivered, distributed, or dispensed by means of the internet without a valid prescription. And it was meant to curb some of the illegal activity that was happening online. Essentially, online pharmacies selling drugs directly to consumers without protection. But now, you know, almost, you know, 10 years after this, you know, law has been passed, the landscape for digital technology and what's on the internet, how we socialize on the internet, has drastically changed. So, of course, there are some challenges with implementing and monitoring this legislation to ensure that patients, in fact, don't have access illegally to opioids online.
Also, Dr. Mackey, elaborate, why is this study important for consumers and how does it relate to the current national opioid crisis?
Great question. And what the reason why we did this study was really to inform consumers about the potential risks associated with online pharmacies that are selling controlled substances and the fact that social media is a space where this type of activity, illegal activity, may be promoted online. So we wanted to provide consumers awareness of this potential issue to let, you know, regulators and law enforcement officials know that this activity is happening online and that there are there should be ways to stop it and there should be ways to detect it. And hopefully this can also alleviate some of the concerns when it comes to the national opioid crisis, because the primary issue here is we really don't know how many consumers are accessing opioids through these methods. But given that, you know, it's just a click, we can kind of assume that this is another component that's leading to increased addiction to opioids. And it's an avenue that we really need to address really, really quickly.
In conclusion, in October last month, Interpol shut down thousands of illegal online pharmacies. Is that enough?
So another good question. Interpol is this large international organization that brings together law enforcement from different countries. And it's a very important tool in fighting illegal online pharmacies. And there's tens of thousands of illegal online pharmacies that are available right now. So if you were to type in a drug of their choice and no prescription required into their web browser, they could, you know, basically get almost any drug they want. So this is a huge public health problem, and Interpol is doing some great work to shut down these online pharmacies. But again, this study demonstrates that even though there are these international efforts going on, there are things falling through the cracks. And it demonstrates again that, you know, some of these sites continue to sell very dangerous substances online. And even after the publication of our study, one of those sites was still actively available, and that we really need to be more attentive to this particular risk area, which is the internet and how people interact with the internet and also what the risks are associated with it when it comes to illegal access to drugs.
Well, Dr. Mackey, we thank you for your time and for sharing the latest study with us and some of the results and conclusions there. Where can listeners get further details?
Sure. So the best place to get additional information is, of course, the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies website, which provides a lot of resources, including public safety notices about this particular issue. The FDA has some very good information as well. I believe all the links to that are provided in some of the media that you have associated with this interview. And then we also have a website that's more focused on global health policy, but on a lot of other drug safety issues, and that's at www.ghpolicy.org.
Again, Dr. Mackey, our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for what you're doing to combat against illegal online drug sales. And thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again, Eric. Enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Timothy Mackey, Associate Professor of Anesthesiology and Global Public Health at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and an ASOP Global Board Advisor. Remember, if an online pharmacy advertises medicines without a valid prescription from your doctor, which includes controlled substances, you're putting yourself and your loved ones at risk of receiving counterfeit or adulterated medicines. Visit buysaferx.pharmacy to learn more about this important issue and how to verify your online pharmacy is safe and legal before you buy. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.